those things to just someone, or a cousin of his or so.
Want to know when the light was that month? I think he knows it.
It's my anniversary. What does that say?
You're the 19th?
Huh?
The day after.
Yeah, but there's a whole mic.
It's beautiful.
What? 30 years.
It's the day after you were shot.
He's married more.
Yeah, but it just happened now. But, I mean, it was 30 years ago.
He has married more time.
No, he got one for his kids and for his sister. They're both in their, like,
26 of them.
26, that's what I said. 26.
When was he in after? What year?
1979.
That was the 40 years.
That was 15.
Yeah, he was shot at 9 years.
Is it?
This guy
the brains to go.
The brains on the job. He has his conscious. And he said, what
coming
you
up
for him?
Is he asked what happened to Nasty?
Had the brains on the
board.
Where did he get buried?
What court?
He's buried in Monroe.
Monroe.
I spent the show with him.
Years ago.
That Irish guy gave him
Smears. One of them got married.
What's that? My Zadie gave him Smears.
Really?
It's called Zadie.
Have right out
from older.
Yeah.
Stay from Ireland?
No.
Okay, I'll take a ride over and
hang out. Okay, I'll give you a ride. I've done my.
I get that in my Irish plan. You give me a ride out?
Yeah.
You're a good man.
For free, I'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah, you thought I charged you. But I'm not.
I didn't bring up the whip.
Okay, we have in the parsha ki yeh b'cho evyoin me'achad achecho be'achad she'orecho ba'artzecho asher Hashem lekecho noisin loch loisa ameitz as levavcho v'loisik b'itz as yadcho me'achicho ha'evyoin. These are two lois, two lavin, to be hard-hearted and to close your hand on the evyoin. Ki foseach tiftach as yadcho loy v'havei tavitenu, you should give him and you should lend him de'mach tzoy rashi yachzer loy, which is the law in the essay of tzedakah. So in Yoredeya, it says that the halacha is that if a person has 200 zuz, this is in Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, then he doesn't deserve tzedakah. And 200 zuz meant the amount of parnosa that is for a year. If a person has enough parnosa for a year, then you don't give him tzedakah. Now the Rambam does not bring that halacha down in Hilchas Tzedakah. He only brings it where it is in the Mishnais by Leket Shikhan Peah. And the reason, I believe, why the Rambam didn't write it by Tzedakah is because the truth is there is a big difference between Leket Shikhan Peah and also really Maaser Ani as opposed to Tzedakah, which is that there's a famous Mordechai that was asked that what if a person has 200 zuz? He has, you know, the 200 zuz. Can he take tzedakah? So the Mordechai said, there are definitely cases where you could. And he brings a story in the Gemara, where, I don't remember the names of the Amoraim by heart, but it's in Ksubis, like on Samech Beis around, that this Amor sent a shliach, said, here, take 200 zuz and give the tzedakah to this and this certain poor person. So he went to the person's house and he comes back and he says, I don't know, this person is spraying Yayin Yoshan on his walls. Doesn't seem all that needy. So he said, Oy bezoy, we got to give him double. So he sent them back with 400 zuz because you see, he needs a lot. He needs a lot. So he said, from here we see that even if you have 200 zuz, you still have to give him tzedakah anyway. Now, where exactly do you see it? Where exactly do you see it? So I saw two ways how to explain what Mordechai means. Rav Chaim Knievsky says that's just the Mordechai was estimating, that if the guy was holding already by spraying the Yayin Yoshan on the walls, he probably had 200 zuz. But the Maram Shif says a little differently. He says, because the Mordechai read the story that the shliach also shlichusai, he was sent with 200 zuz, and he went to the house, and the Rebbe said give. He gave. He just came back and he reported. Lamaisa, I don't know if you should give him next time, because look what's happening. And he said, no, give him another 200. So he had 200 zuz because he just gave it to him. So, okay, whichever way it is, the Mordechai says that if a person needs more, then you have to give him more, even if he has the parnasa of 200 zuz, even if he has the standard parnasa.
Because it's day
machsor. Oh, that is pashtus, the reason is like you say. Because the Gemara says, day machsor, right? Famous Gemara. Even if he's used to a eved, lartz lefanav, and a sus lirkavalav, whatever he's used to is all day machsor. Then the Mordechai says, and how about leka chikham pei and maiserani? Do you get all of those if you have the 200 zuz? He says, no. Then, if you have 200 zuz, we won't give you it. So, Maishana. So, he gives three answers there. He says, first answer is, because there's a big difference. By Maiser Ani and Leka Chikhan Peya, you give a tenth. You can't give more than a tenth. It's set. And the same thing, Leka Chikhan Peya is, if you forgot it, you forgot it. You can't give extra shikha. Or extra like, so whatever one ani is taking automatically means that the other ani won't get as much. So then you have to be much more makbid. So there we say, if you have 200 zuz, that's it, finished. Here, by tzedakah, could go on and on. There's no limit. They can give more and more. So here, even if the person already has a 200 zuz, but he needs more, you give more.
Why do you have to be makbid by makbid?
Because if this ani will take more, then there will be less for the other ani.
Who's a real ani?
Who's a real ani doesn't even have the 200 zuz. So that's not fair. So we have to. But the other, it's not a set. Then he gives another answer. By the leka chachapeya maiser ani, it's already the moment of the ani. Once it's leket or shikha or peya or maiser ani, so there you have to be much more. All the other anim, like, can say, no, you know, it's ours. We're not. You're not as much of money as us. Mashenki tzedakah is my own money, so therefore you can do it. Even that's his other chilek. And then Rabbeinu Ephraim. Well, there is a lashon shevet anim, but the point is, it's mamon anim, right? It's mamon anim. So you know, not especially the rice. It's because it belongs to the anim. In other words, once you say hare zeh maiser ani, it is the anim's, and therefore
if you lose it
then the anim lost. Yeah, I mean, I don't have to replace it.
No
chrais. Then the Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees. He says, I don't like your reasons, I don't like your svaris, but your din is still true. and pashtus, what is he saying? Why is the din really true? Pashas, because of what you said. The din is, by tzedakah, it says, dei machsoiroi asher yachsar loy. That if the person has a need, a person has a tzayrich, you give him whatever he needs.
Even if he has more than 200.
But even if he has more than 200. By the other ones, it doesn't say that. It just says, ani. La ani v'lager, la yosem v'lamon. It says, you know, ani. Ani is not. So, simple as that. So that's probably why the Rambam only wrote the din by like a chikampe maiserani, because there it's mamish, like a kavua din, that if you have 200 zuz, you are not getting these things. By tzedakah, it's not so kavua. It means that if the person has a parnosa for a year and he doesn't have special needs, then he doesn't get tzedakah. But you could actually have cases where even when he has the 200 zuz, you would give him tzedakah. So the Ram didn't bring it there.
And you get a mitzvah for that.
You still get a mitzvah. Yeah. It's there. Asher de machzer she yachzer loy. There is a chiyev.
But if you do the same thing, give it to someone who's mamish and asher, you know, you give him a matana.
It's a matana, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah tzedakah. Yeah. Right. So it comes out like this. It comes out that by tzedakah, there are two oifanim that you have to give the person tzedakah. One is if he doesn't have his 200 zuz, which means parnasas shana. And the other one is that even if he has parnasas shana, but he has a regilis, he has some special need why he needs more, if he's ruggling that, so it's still a chiv to do that also for him. Al tzedei machzer ashiachzer. So now we will come to the shaila that a person asked me for real. So this is not a joke. It's really happened. Okay? What happened was like this. this person's a Baal Tzedakah, okay? So a man came over to him and he says, I need Tzedakah. A lot of Tzedakah. He says, what's it? He says, I can't pay my mortgage and I don't know what other things. Says, why not? He says, well, my mortgage is no astronomical amount. I can't pay. So this man says to him, so what's the problem? Why did you get yourself into such a thing? Why are you buying yourself a mansion or whatever? So he says, what do you mean? I was doing very well. Now, he was Masber, you know, he started doing business, yeah? And he made, you know, like count your chickens before they hatch, you know? So he was in business for 2 days. Yeah? I don't know. I'm not saying the exact, you know, and he made a whole cheshbon. No, I'm going to dazoy, dazoy, dazoy. You're not going to become a millionaire by the end of the year. And dazoy, dazoy. So mainly he already bought a house. And now, I didn't become a gevir. So mainly I have a huge mortgage. Help me, tzedakah. So this Baal Tzedakah says to him, Rabid, sell your house and go to a regular house like all other people. Can't. I'm so used to this. I can't. I'm used to all these things. And I can't move to a small house. I'll feel like. So give me tzedakah. Okay, that was the thing. So this man comes over to me, and he says, "What do you hope?" He says, "I know that it says that afilu sus lirka evolav afilu evelarts lufan." I know. But hani mili, that the guy really already was a gevir. And he was entitled to live azoi. And then he was your being a chasav. Right. This person, I mean, halavayim, you're teshem, maybe. You know what I mean? But, he, that's a pshia. He made a pshia to get himself into this whole bad matzav, and now he's expecting me to go ahead and keep him going, Azoy. What do you hope? Okay, that was the Shiloh for real. Okay, so here comes the whole answer. Okay, so the answer goes like this. First, let's find out the din. What is the din of a person taka is poishaya and causes himself to turn into a ani? Okay, that's the first part of the question. Does he deserve tzedakah or not? Very good. So I'm actually going to get to that rye in a minute. Very good. That's one of the ryes. Okay, so first, I'll just make a nice, like, little marmokim. Gemara in Tainis Chav Bezim at Bez. It's talking about the if a yachid wanted to fast for different things that were happening. There was a nohor that a svina was drowning, all these different things. So a yachid wanted me misagev atzmei b'tainis. So it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yose Oimer, Ein ayochid rashay lesagif atzmo betainis, he's not allowed to do it. Shemo yitztarich labriyos, because he might end up getting sick and weak and not able to work so much, and he'll need tzedakah. Ve'ein abriyos marachmes halav, and they won't give him. And the Marsha says, why won't they give him? Shehu atzmo goram loy, shehu atzmo goram loy choyli al yidesi guf aguf. So they'll say, you did it to yourself. Who asked you to do it? So at least the Brihis were paskening that they don't think he deserves tzedakah. But to say that that's a psak ladina, I don't know, because maybe that's what the Brihis are going to do. It doesn't say in favor that that's the din. Oh, so now, but my shver wanted to bring a raya that the din is he doesn't deserve tzedakah. And he wrote this in his sefer. They does not deserve tzedakah. And his raya was from a Ran. Okay, so you have to follow it. It's like a whole piece. The sugya is like this. The Gemara has a shaila in Kedushin Lamed Beis. Iboilu kibud av ein. Is it Mishael Ben or Mishael Av? Right? Who has to pay the money for the kibud av ein? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you raya that the Ben. Why? Because it says, how far does kibud av ein go? That even if the father throws out his money into the yam, you're not allowed to embarrass him. So the Gemara says, what's the nisayin? Why is that a big nisayin to embarrass his father? What does he care what his father does with his father's money? So the Gemara says, it's a raya that Kibbutz of Aim is from the son's money. So of course he's very angry at his father, because now his father had enough money, and because he threw all his money out, now the son is going to have to start supporting his father. So it's a big nisayin. So that says, even if his father did such a crazy thing like that, and he's making his son spend all that money, then he has to be quiet anyway, so not embarrassed. So it's a raya that the son has to do keep the money. Fact around Akash on the Gemara. He says, what's the Gemara's raya? Lo yilo meimaloch, that the father has to pay for the kibbutz of aim. But shiny hocha, that the father is out of all his money. He's finished. So because he has no money, that's why the son would have to pay the money. But how do you have a raya to a case when he has money? So the Ron says, Feistois, that my svor is not a good chilik. The Gemara doesn't think that's a chilik. If the din is the son pays, he always pays. And if the son doesn't pay, he doesn't pay either case. That's the Feistois from the Gemara, that's not a chilik. Firzois the Ron. But you should know that even though the halacha, the psak halacha is not like this sugya here, because the Gemara goes weiter, and the psak is that the father has to spend the money for kibbutz of aim. But lemaisa, if it will happen, taka, that somebody will have no money, that a person has a father who has no money, lemaisa, the son's going to have to support him al tzedakah. So lemaisa, if the father taka doesn't have money, the son has to do al tzedakah.
Not
al kibbutz al tzedakah. So frek my shver izay bazoi. Then the whole Gemara again doesn't work. Because what happened here? The father threw all his money in the yam. Right? So we're saying, what's the nisayin? What's the nisayin? What do you mean, what's the nisayin? Because now I'm going to have to give you tzedakah for the rest of your life. That's the nisayin. Where does the Gemara see that the din is that kibbutz of aim is Michel Ben? Look at how the Ron himself fears us. He paskins alocha the kibbutz of aim from that father. But you have to pay him for tzedakah. What, does a kid have a bigger nisayin if the chiv is al kibbutz of aim or is chiv is tzedakah? I mean, what does he care? It's money's money. He's going to get angry because now you're causing me to spend all my money for nothing. So where does the Gemara see Araya? Michel Ben. So Zak Meishver, Shema Mino, that he will not give his father any tzedakah. Because he'll tell his father, you threw your money in the yam, you don't get tzedakah. So that's why the Gemara is taka saying, why is he got a nisayin? It must be out to kibbutz av. Yeah, kibbutz av, even if the father throws out his money, it's still kibbutz av, yes. He still has to be mechaber his father, even his father calls the kibbutz av. But tzedakah, no. So this is my Shmer's Raya, that there is no Chiv Tzedakah on somebody throws money into the yam. So now, though, I wrote a letter to my Shmer. I asked the Makasha that L'chayra, we have a Raya the other way. A Raya that if you're Peshaya, you do deserve. Why?
What?
A Raya that you should give the person Tzedakah.
Even if he's
Peshaya. The opposite, even if it's his own fault. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Ksuba Samech Zayin that you have an Oshir, and the Oshir is a Kazah miser, that he will not spend money. Right? And he is not eating because he won't spend his money. So what's the din? So it's machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So which way is it? I think I wrote down. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says, tell him you're giving him the food for a matana. And then when he dies, you collect back achameva esrim for all that, for all the what you gave. And the Chachamim say, yesh loy ve'eno reitzeli hisparnes? Eni's kakinla. If he has the money and he doesn't want to use it, you don't have to do anything. The halacha is like the Chachamim. And the Rambam says, osher hamariv atzmoy, the enoi tzara b'mamoinoi, right? He shalo yoichal, v'lo yishte, ein mashgichin ba. Now, from the Lashon of the Rambam and the Gemara, is mashma that the reason is because you're a asher, or you're a yeshloi. If you're rich and you have money, we don't have to give you tzedakah. There's no mitzvah tzedakah on a rich person. Dukmina. But if, let's say, the guy is poor for the same crazy reason, because he just threw his money in the yam.
In that case, he has the money.
He has the money. He doesn't want to spend it. Exactly. So make a diak. The whole reason why we paskin that you do not have to give him tzedakah is because he's a yeshla. He's an usher. He's got money. Why should I support? Duk mina, but let's say he would be in the same situation because he doesn't have the money, because he threw it in the yam. Then we wouldn't argue through Rabbi Yehuda. Then we would say that give him tzedakah. So l'chayr over here, it's mashma adiyuk the other way. That l'maise, once he threw the money out, you do have to give him tzedakah. So how do we make a pshara between these the Rai from the Ran that you don't give him tzedakah, and the Rai from here that you do have to give him tzedakah? So I want to give a teretz. I wrote in the letter. I want to give a teretz to my shver like this. Based on a Yam Shel Shleimai. This is a scary Yam Shel Shleimai. This is what he says in Gittin, Perka Shaleach, Ois Ayin Beis. Umikol Mokoyim, Misha Goynev Mina Goyim. Yeah, this guy, he steals from Goyim. That's what he does. And they caught him. Shadinoi Bitlia. And the law in the country is you hang him. Ein tzorich klal lifdoisoi. You do not have to try to raise money to pay to him. Ki hu mischayev benafshoi. He did it to himself. It's his own fault. Veloi domi lahai dezovin atzmei leludoi. Shtohoi you pay to myself. And this is not like the story in the Gemara. There's a Gemara, right, that there was a guy, and he sold himself to these cannibals, these ludoi, right, in getting the memvavam and base. And then they tell him, okay, we're going to eat you up tomorrow. So he's, oi, you have to pay to me. So the Gemara says that they do have to pay to him. So, l'chayra, you see clearly in the Gemara that even if you did it to yourself, we have to pay to you. Zok, the yam shleimai, the ena perush shemocha esatz maliktala. It doesn't mean, like anybody, like I read, that he sold himself and he knew what's going on. Ela mocha atzma l'shibur. He velo yoda mize. He just thought that they're buying a slave. He didn't know about these guys that they're cannibals. He didn't know anything. Arach HaMechir got sold. Then they told him, we are cannibals. So therefore, you have to redeem. Deem loy king, because if you're going to say that the Gemara means he knew, so kol echad yemoich atzma l'doi. Yemetsuvim liftas. It's going to be crazy. Everybody could sell himself to l'doi and you have to redeem. So he says you don't have to. Okay? And azoi paskin t'chubas zera emes. And he says, Kivan Shahu Goram, since you were goyermit to yourself, Ein Lanu Lahatziloi Benafshena. Like, we don't have to go spend our good hard earned money to save you. The Tuvya Chotav Zigud Mengid, like, right? You do the bad thing, and now I have to suffer. I don't have to suffer because you go in and do crazy things. And you're saying there...
He shouldn't have sold himself to a guy. He was over. He shouldn't have done it. And yet, he gets in the Torah to go, oh, there.
Well, maybe the chilik is there. Probably what happened was the guy was stuck. He was too poor.
That's why he has to sell himself.
He had to sell himself. This guy, he's stealing from Goyim. I mean... Well, he wasn't allowed? I don't know. Is there such a thing? I think...
Well...
Not l'chatchila, okay, but I mean, he's stuck.
It's a slippery slope.
I'm saying, I don't know if it's... he could have...
That's what Rashi...
You mean...
So if this.
Right.
No,
just a bad
influence. Yeah, but you can't say he did mamish something he wasn't allowed to do, I guess. Okay, so that's what these two for pask. So, the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh is Medayik. That what are they saying? They're saying that I don't have to lose my money because you got yourself into this whole problem. But how about stop to try to be tereach, to talk to the judge and this and that, and try to save the guy from dying? That, yeah. It's not pshat, he's not a yid or something. About it, it's just a tour that you don't have to lose your money. Like he says, you can't zigun min, like you can't, I don't have to spend all my money and lose my money, or like you're also binaf shenu, like I'm going to lose all my money for you. You did that to yourself. I don't know. But avada, it doesn't take away the etzem chiv to do whatever you can to be matzel. So that's the point he wants to bring up. So based on that, I wanted to say the following pshar. In the case in Ksubis, it was not discussing really tzedakah. It was talking about a loan. Because we're talking about avada, I'm going to get all that money back from that rich man. So Rabbi Yehuda said, lend it to him, or you have to trick him, lend it to him, and take. And the Chachamim say, he's rich. If you're rich, there's no mitzvah. It's havei tabitanu, lend, right? Lend a poor man. You don't have to lend him. So taka, it's true. It's a good deal. That if somebody threw his money in the yam, he's a ani, avada, you have a chiv to lend him. Because you're not losing money. And avada, he's a ani, and you have to try to help him. So there, the diuk is emes. That if somebody threw his money in the yam, and he says, can you lend me money? Yes, you do have to lend him. But at the same time, the ran could be true. That the Ran is saying that tzedakah, well, I should lose my money because you threw your money in the yam. No, it's zigun chata, to be a chata of zigun, meaning if you throw your money in the yam, I'm not losing my money. So mimele, you could be mekayim shneim. That was the answer that I wanted to answer. It's totally if you're losing or you're not losing.
Halva versus
tzedakah. Halva, yes. Tzedakah, not. Okay. Now, but after that comes the kasha that you asked. There are a few places in the Gemara. One of them is about Metziah and Daf Tes. The Gemara over there says that the concept of Migu de Zochi Lenafshi, Zochi Lechavi, right? That since you can be kind of something for yourself, you're able to also pick it up and be kind of for someone else. So the Gemara says, how about if a usher was picking up Leket Le'oni Chaveri? Can the Kinyan Chal? So the Gemara brings a Machlekes Tanoim. So, I forget, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, I don't remember who's who right now, one of them says, yes, you could. I forget the more, what do you mean? You can't be Zochel and Afshe. How, you can't get like it, you're Asher. So, how do you say Migu the Zochel and Afshe? The Gemara says, no, Migu, Tre Migu. Migu, I can mafker my Nechassim, and then I'll be Ani, and then Migu the Zochel and Afshe, Zochel and Chavri. Right? That's the Gemara. So Memela, it's still good enough. And the other Tana says, Shtei Migu Lo Yamrina. So the Kasha is, what do you mean? If I'm going to throw all my money into Hefker, I thought we just came out from Iran. No tzedakah. So what do you mean? I could be Mafker Nechse. No, I can't.
This is Belak Chechul Pei. It's the fear of the Rafa'im's tenants. And he's Eichel right away.
Okay. But what does it have to do with if you're Peshea, though? You're right, but I'm saying if we're saying that somebody who's Peshea doesn't get, so then why, where's your right that you want to say doime, maybe you mean, not mamish, you want to say maybe huadin, is that what you mean? Huadin will say that only tzedakah we don't give if you're Peshea, but by something which you get automatically, they'll give it, the Torah will give it to you anyways.
We said before just the opposite.
Yeah. Last time we were saying it, L'chumra. Right, now he's trying to make maybe L'chumra. Say it into a kula. Okay, you need to have a good ride that's true. You know what I'm saying? If we say somebody who doesn't deserve, so then maybe the Torah won't give it to him, you know. You have to know. So anyways, there's a Dibrei Smoy, the Marsham already asked the Kasha. The Marsham in Bob Mitzia in the back on Daf Tes asked the Kasha. And the Dibrei Smoy also asked the Kasha in Bob Mitzia. And he says a very geshmaket pshat. Says like this. He says, what's this whole thing that if somebody is a peshea, you don't give him? Like, this is a chiddush that he's saying, but he says, it's a knas. It's not pshat midoraisa. This thing, even if the Ran is saying this, that the Ran is saying, let's say he doesn't bring the Ran at all, he just says, he brings a different marmokim, he brings a toisvis. That's mashma, that if you're peshea, we don't give you tzedakah. So he says, it's a knas. The Chachamim say, if you're Pesher, we're not like you know, this type of svar. You're throwing out your money and I have to give you tzedakah? Nay. Zokter, the knas is that nobody else is obligated to help you. The knas is not on the person himself. The ani himself doesn't have to sit with a knas on himself. So the pshat is avada. It says in it, let's say we'll call it the Ran. I don't have to help you. I'm not going to give you any money. If you threw out your money, I'm not getting. But like a chikampeya, you don't give. The ani walked into place and takes. So Mimela in the Gemara in Bar Mitzia, it's talking about like a chikampeya that you take yourself. So over there, even if you're a pesher, the knas doesn't go on the ani himself. In the case of giving the ani, so if the knas is, no one else has to help you. That's how he's mechal. So Meiser Ani, well, it depends. There are two kinds of Meiser Anis, you know, in the summer and the winter. It's Chalak Babais and it's Chalak Basadeh. So the type that you get in the field would be like a Shechem. And the other type would be, like Tzedakah. So now, okay, Ad Kan, everything that we did up to now is leading to one conclusion, that if somebody was Peshaya, then he does not, we do not have to give him Tzedakah. Now, I do have to mention that the Truvis Maram Lublin in Simon Tesvav, and also the Radvaz, which is printed on the side of the page of the Rambam in Perek Ches, Halocha Yud Gimel, and Matnas Aniyim, also brings the exact case down that there was these people that were regilim to steal from Goyim, and they used to get into big trouble, and then they wanted everyone to go ahead and pay to them, and they both paskins, you definitely have to pay to him, like the Pasha Dipshot and the story in Gittin, that the guy knew good and well that he was selling himself to Eludoi. But I don't know if you can say that they argue by tzedakah, because it's much more of a chomer thing. These guys were getting hanged. And the Rambam has a whole list of chiyuvim in somebody who's Pidyon Shvuim, the Rambam says, if you don't do Pidyon Shvuim, okay, you're over all the tzedakah things. He says, you're over loisa amitz levavcha, loisik peitz yadcha, but then you're also over loisam al dam reecha, and you're over on lo yurdenu beperich leinecha, because they usually make them, yeah. And, okay, pasach tiftach, and then you're over v'cheyachicha imach, and you're over v'haftaliecha kamoicha, and you're over Hatzel Kuchim Lamavis, which I think you read on Haftarah and Yom Kippur. You're over on that. The Harbe Dvorim Ke'elu. The Ein Lecha Mitzvah Rabba Kepidin Shvuim. So there's a lot more by Pidin Shvuim. So I don't know if it's a right brewer or what they would say by Tzedakah. I'm just mentioning. Okay.
Where Ravashi says that piece of the Dibris, that does he come out about Shia on Tzedakah?
Yes, he does. I'll say it at the end. He does come out, Mamash B'Feirshan. He talks about Shia and Tzedakah. He doesn't say be lashon hechlit though. He says efsher. Okay. But until now we're going that you don't have to get tzedakah to a pashe. But now we have to know that there seems to be a shtick of machlekes rishonim how far to take this. Because there's a story in Bava Kamma Dav Zayin. What happened was that a whole bunch of people had fields, and they all were estimated to be the value of 200 zuz or more. And one guy in the block, he's got a problem. No one's buying his for 200. They're only buying his for 150. So Ervil Tzedakah. He wants Tzedakah. Because he says, I don't have 200 zuz. Everyone else here could sell. So they have property they could sell. That's called 200 zuz. I don't. So Gemara says, what happened? Why is everybody else able to sell and this guy can't? So the Gemara says, what happened was, because this guy, everybody knows about him, that he needs the money. Everybody else is doing okay. This guy, everyone knows he's under pressure. And the Mela, they know they could push the price down on him.
He's under duress.
So the Gemara says, oy bezoy, he doesn't get any tzedakah. So Rashi says, why not? Because really, this is worth 200 zuz. Veharaya, your neighbor on the right, your neighbor on the left, everybody across the street, everybody's getting 200 zuz. So your thing is still 200 zuz. So that's what Rashi says. So the Rishonim are Moisif. The L'chayrat Leinard's Rashi needs a shtickle beer L'chayr. Because Seif, Parnosa Hatternisht, you know. Bread he doesn't have. Lomdus he has. Aberbroit Hatternisht, you know. He Levaisa, no one's giving him the money. So the Meiri and Rabbeinu Peretz add on to Rashi. It's because we're talking about it was his pshia. He went around telling everybody, Echabnish can gelt, and I need to sell, and Mimela, I'm stuck. And Mimela, now you want tzedakah? Posha benafshoi. So why should he give you tzedakah? Okay, that's what they say. Oh, so now the shaila is if the real vart is because you are Pasha, then what's Rashi talking about? Rashi didn't even write that part, the Feirsh. I mean, the Rabbeinu Peretz says Kasav Rashi, maybe, you know, I don't know, different Nusach. But in the Rashi that we have, it just says, because it's 200 Zuz. What do you need that part? You're missing, you write what you don't need to say. The main thing is you're Pasha. So there's a famous Pshat, Chidushi Rayulib, Malam. And he says pshats like this. Tarti tzrichi. Need two, you need both. Pshats azay. As we've been saying before, there's two lishoinis in the Torah by tzedakah. Ani. There's a lashon ani. If a person's an ani, ani avyoin. And there's a lashon of demachzer asher yachzer. So the chilik between the two are like this. Ani is a hard term. If a guy is an ani, there's an ani. So Bemela, if a person doesn't have 200 zuz, he doesn't have 200 zuz. I don't care. I don't care what made that happen. You're on. But if you have the 200 zuz, but you're yachzer loy, then it's only if it's yachzer loy. It became lacking to you. Not if you're mechaser atzmai. Not if you were pesheh. Bemela, Rashi holds you need both together. Meaning, if taka, my ground is not worth 200 zuz, I don't care if it was your pshia how it happened. But lamaisa, you're a real ani, then we're going to give you the tzedakah. But in lomdis, you have the 200 zuz because your piece of kark there is really worth 200 zuz. Only what lamaisa chabnish vases. So that already goes into yechzar loy. If it goes into yechzar loy, then we say, well, if you're a pesheya, we're not giving you. So mameli, you need tarti. That's how he explains the Rashi. Oh, so now already we found a kula here. We found in Rashi a kula, which is not like that Ran. The Ran seems to, the way we said from the Ran, if the father threw out all the money, no tzedakah, zero, garnished, no bread, nothing. But Rashi holds that if he doesn't have the 200 zuz, then he's a real ani, then you give him no matter what. But Lamaisa, if he officially has 200 zuz, so he wants to apply for the yechzer lo option, then if he's a pesheya, we're not going to give him.
We have the big mortgage.
Oh, there you go. So hayoytze mikol hanal is like this. That if the person is asking out yechzer lo, then kuli alma agree that pesheya is nothing. If it's mamish.
Doesn't turn zuz.
So then you give. So according to Rashi, but it looks like the Ran might even hold even then not. Okay. So therefore, in the case of the mortgage, lechira the din should be for sure. Lechuliyama, you don't have to give him because he has his 200 zuz. He has plenty more than 200 zuz, and just he wants more. So since it was pshia, l'chuliyama, you don't have to give him. So that's what I told him. So when I told him, I told him what comes out to me. So I told him right away. I'm not paskining anything. I don't pask. I'm telling you lomdis. You ask around what to do. But according to what I come out in my lomdis, the din should be that a pshia doesn't get success. What do you mean? If a person's a pshia, then you let him starve? So I told him, well, according to Rashi, you have to give him 200 zuz. That made him happy. So, oh, okay. You mean you have to give him enough to live, but you don't have to, that it made him happy. Okay, so that was what I told him came out from the whole thing. And Rav Moshe, in that Dibros Moshe, after he says the whole thing about that by Pshia, he brings the Lashon of Taisus, that Taisus says, Pshia, you don't have to give him Maiserani. So he says, as we said earlier, it's a Kenas. So he says, He's not sure, though, if the knas is by tzedakah, because you could mechalik between Maaser Ani and tzedakah, and he says the type of svar of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because by Maaser Ani, you're hurting the other Aniim more, so we knas you quicker. Ma'ashenka by tzedakah could be we don't knas you. And he writes efsher. He doesn't write a final hachlata. But Ad Khan, the Rav Moshe said that we don't, that will give you tzedakah, but it could be he would agree by Asher Yachsa Eloi, maybe that much not. Okay, so that was the what we came out on that. But now I want to go into the second Nakuda here. That's the end of the first Nakuda.
What does your debts have in how do we have $200?
Debts is called you don't have the money, I mean. If, then you don't have the money. I mean, what does it mean that you don't have the money?
No, if your house is 1,000 zuz and you have a mortgage of 900, you don't have 200 zuz.
Yeah.
They're not funding you today.
Oh, you mean because you don't have to pay it up, the chayiv this year. This year, because it goes by year.
Right.
Oh, if a guy could pay up the chayiv next year, I don't know. If a guy has a chayiv that he could pay next year, do we say that this year he has the money? That people have like chayiv so they can pay
the mortgage. The mortgage is the perfect example.
Yeah, the house is worth 1,000 zuz. So then for sure, I mean, I'll be seichel, you don't call that. Yeah, but I'm saying if a guy has a mortgage that he pays a chayiv, $300 every month for the next 30 years. So the guy says, Ich bin ani. If I would pay up the whole mortgage this year, I wouldn't have any money. I don't think you could say that.
In that shadow, though, you said that he couldn't pay this month's mortgage.
Yeah, that was he couldn't pay this month's mortgage.
So it's not that was due now.
Oh, you're saying so maybe. Okay, but the only thing is he could sell the house.
Right.
He has property. He could sell the house and everything will be fine.
He doesn't have what to sell. He just has $200.
Right. If, though, let's say a guy, Paul should can't. This is the house he needs. He can't go smaller, and he makes a certain amount, right? But then he has to pay for mortgage, and then at the end he doesn't have enough for the Hashana. So that's called he doesn't have enough for the Hashana. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the end of that. But now this thing leads to not really leads, but the Radvaz has another whole svara in the thing. I want to say this part now. The Radvaz says that he holds by the Pidyon Shvuyim case, if the guy was gone from Goyim, he holds you are chayiv. You are mechuyiv to help him out if he's going to be hanged, even if it's his own fault. So he says, others wanted to argue with me based on a big machlekes in the Rishayim. What's the machlekes? The story continues on in the story over there with the Ludoim, right? So there's Rabbi Ami said, okay, we have to get you out of here. We have to do Pidyon Shvuyim on you, this guy who sold himself to the Ludoim. So some people went to Rabbi Ami, they said, this Yid eats Nevelus and Treifus. So Rabbi Ami said, no, but maybe he eats it out Teyavin. He's a Avarian L'Teyavin. So comes along Machlek Sri Shainim, how to read this piece of Gemara. In the tour, in Hilchas Tzedakah, he says, "B'shem Rav Elazar Mimitz," that if a person is a mumer l'teyavon, there's no chiv to give him tzedakah. So what's Rav Ami mean? Rav Ami doesn't mean that I have to. He means it's still achvil, as nishta as agrois of Russia, right? So I would like to redeem him. I would like to redeem him. Okay, now we'll see. So these people held like this Rav Elazar Mimitz. The Radvaz said. So they said, why in the world should I redeem a guy who steals from Goyim? Erz doch a mumer l'teyavon. You're not going to call him a mumer l'achis. He's a mumer l'teyavon. He's does geneva l'teyavon. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that if a guy is a mumer l'teyavon, you're not mechuyev to give him tzedakah. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to give him any money, and you don't have to. He's not mechayev l'achicha. So the Radvaz says back on that, he says, that's not an answer. First of all, I disagree with you. I hold that's not pshat in the Gemara. I hold that the Gemara means that if he's a mumer l'teyavon, you're mechuyev to redeem him. That's first of all. And he says, second of all, I wouldn't call him a mumer l'teyavon. Because most of these guys, Moyer Heter to themselves, Targoy is Nishkenister to steal from a goy. So, even though it's not true, but Lamaise, it's a Shaygig. And a Shaygig is not a Mumer. So mele even l'shitas cha that amur teyava and nachir tzedaka, for these guys you have to help. Oh, so then the Radvaz says, and but where is the machloikis coming from? Where do we have a hint that it's not a chiyuv gamur to help a mur l'teyavin? So they say that they were medaiket from the Rambam, because the end of the story in the Gemara is that they told Rav Ami, but this guy, even when there's heter dick of food in front of his face, he goes ahead and eats the aser food. So Rashi says memele is a mur l'hachis. So Rav Ami said to the guy, nuvos kenechton, these people aren't letting me redeem you. I can't. So the Rambam writes, Mumer lahachis osur lifdoisei. And the reason is because there's a din on him, he's a moiridin, v'lemalin. So you're not allowed to help, you're not allowed to see him. So the Radvaz brings that, I don't know, he doesn't say the names, who it is, whoever it is, was medayik from the Rambam, that if he's lahachis osur lifdoisei, mashma l'teyavoin muter lifdoisei, abrichiyev nisht. That's how. That's what they say. And the Radvaz says, "Vani Omer Farkert." If that's true, what you're saying, then the Rambam needs to write three levels. He needs to write a regular yid chayv lifdais, a l'teyavain muter lifdais, a lahachis aser lifdais. And I don't see this. All I see in the Rambam is pidyin and lahachis aser. So then that means a l'teyavain is. And in the Be'er Hagra, the Be'er Hagra says the same whole shak l'tay right in Shulchan Aruch. He writes Shulchan Aruch, as we said, Paskins is like that shita, that if he's a mumer l'teyavan, no tzedakah, you're not mechuyev to give any tzedakah. And then in the next sif, it's a Shulchan Aruch, and if he's lahachis, it's aser to give him tzedakah. So the Gra says, yeah, some people taina that the Rambam means that. Because Rambam also wrote aser for mur lahachis, mashma l'teyavan is mutter, v'ein zediyik, or some lection like that. Nishkan diyik. He says v'ha'iker nishtazoi. He writes beferish v'iker zavada, that if somebody's a mur l'teyavan, you're mechuyev to give him tzedakah, you're mechuyev to save him and everything. Azloy shteit mefurish and taisis and avodah zarah chav vav amid beis. Okay, so that's the gun. Fine. So. The comes out we have a machlokes if a mumer l'teyavin is a chiyuv tzedakah. That's how the Gra paskins, or Shulchan Aruch paskins mutter but no chiyuv. But the Gra does bring a raya to the tzad that there's no chiyuv tzedakah, and his raya is from a mishnah in Makkos. The mishnah is. Rabbi in the end of Makkos, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Kol Chai veKrisus Shaloku Nifteru Midei Krisoson. Right, let's say a person ate chametz on Pesach, so he's Karis and Malkus. If he gets a Malkus, no more Karis. Shenemar v'niklo achicha le'enecha. Kivan Shaloka harika achicha. So Shema Mina, but until then, he wasn't achicha. Why? Because he didn't have air. Now, Malkus is for Teyavan. It's not just for Lahachis. So what do you see? That if somebody didn't aveir l'teyavan, he's not achicha. And by tzedakah, it says achicha. Look in the Chumash, right? We had it. Echad achecha be'achad sharecha, and l'achicha aniecha. And also by the mitzvah of v'chei achicha, to keep him alive, it says achicha. So memela, it's a raya from the Mishnah and Makkos, that if somebody doesn't avera, even l'teyavan, he's not a chicha, so memele, you don't have to do these mitzvahs. Okay? But then he says, l'maisa, as I said, I don't paskin that way, I don't hold like Shulchan Aruch, I hold the din is l'maisa, you are mechuyev. So, but he doesn't, if I end for it, he doesn't say, no, I, the Mishnah and Makkos. So here, I want to say over a teretz for the Mishnah and Makkos. And this is based on what we learned in Turi Evin and Megillah earlier. The Shaila is like this. We just said over from Rav Chanina ben Gamliel that v'nikla achicha, if the person gets Malkus, he no more Koris is achicha. But the Chachamim argue on it. The Chachamim say that if he gets Malkus, he will still get the Koris. So the Turi Evin and the Aruch Lanier, they all say, so what are the Rabbanan going to do with the word achicha? So the Aruch Lanair brings down a Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin that the Rambam has a different drasha. That the Rambam's drasha is once you give a Rasha Malkus, he becomes kosher le'edus and le'dayonim and all the things. Shenemar v'nikla achicha le'inecha. Like the Rambam, he's achicha, he's kosher. Why? Because we assume he did tshuva. So Zakhtar Chaner, the Chachamim, they say the Rambam's drasha. And where does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel know that? Zakhtar Chaner, Misvar. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel knows Misvara that he did tshuva. So he doesn't use the drasha for that. So what does he use the drasha for? That he won't get the karas. So if you remember, Biel asked the Shaila. He says, it comes out that according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he knows already Misvara that he's a tzaddik. That's the Rabbi Chanina. I know he's kosher latest, he's zichr did tshuva. Just maybe he would still get the karis, because even though he did tshuva, it says in the Mishnah and Yuma, tshuva, he still, the karis could come. So how then does Achicha show that he is not going to get the karis? If he's already at tzaddik anyways, so how does the word achicha show that he's not getting karas? That was a kasha. So my shver wanted to answer Azai that the drosha of achicha in that mishnah according to Chaim Gamliel is like the mishnah in Makos, that achicha means somebody who's alive, because there's a drosha kasha zom lasos la'achiv. And the Gemara Darshan's, the Mishnah Darshan's, that means he's alive, because once he's dead, he's not called Achiv. So the Pshat is if somebody's Kares, means he's supposed to be Nichras Chayav, he's supposed to die under 50, right? Then he's felt in Achicha, Pashit, in the sense of that he's a dead man. And now we Darshan, Kivan Shanikla, once he gets Malkus, Hariyu Achicha, he's going to be your brother, his Kares went off. So Memela, if you learn the Mishnah that way, then it has absolutely no shayches to that a person who did an Avera is not a chicha b'mitzvahs. So Memela, that could answer the kasha that we started. It says in the Mishnah, Mak is not a chicha. No, that's not shot in that Mishnah. That Mishnah means that he's going to die. That's something else. But over here, when we say achicha in Parshas Re'eh or in Vachei Achicha Imach, even if he's a Murat Le'av, he's still achicha, he's still your brother. Okay, so Lemaisa, Hayutzi Mikol Anal is at Ladina. If somebody's a Murat Le'av, you have a Machlekes, but the Dina is a Chiv Tzedaka on him. Okay.
You see from Yibum that achicha doesn't happen.
For those interested, Rebbe is giving Shir Thursday night by the Agudah. The Parsha Shir this week. 9 o'clock?
Substitute. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
November 1st.
Yeah. His weekly
Parsha.
You mean over there? But there it's even. I'll tell you something, though. The Rosh Hash says that there's two kinds. There's a physical blood brother, which is much more credible, and then there's your brother, like Jewish. So you could write. So therefore, right.
Worse.
Yeah.
You have to say that.
Yeah.
We start here at
8 o'clock.
Real estate's not as strong. You
don't. No,
it was fake. It was just with my fake.
Yeah, well, everything. Fake news.